to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I want to thank all of my loyal listeners and definitely want to welcome any new listeners to my program. My goal is to empower, enhance, and encourage people to take responsibility for their health mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, and do whatever they can to help their families as well. And so this program is really dedicated to exposing problems that people are dealing with on a daily basis and bringing solutions to the table. And today I've got a wonderful program set up. It's called Ending Addiction for Good. I have a guest author with me, Constance Scharf, and we're going to talk with her in just a moment. I do have some announcements that I would like to make. First of all, I encourage you to join me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Mary Toko, and on there I talk all about not only the dangers of vaccinations and prescription medications and the over-medicating of our children, but I try to keep on top of a lot of health-related articles and scientific research. So if you join me, you're going to get exposed to a lot of that information. Again, it's Facebook, and it's Mary Toko, my professional page. And I would like to also mention I will be speaking in the month of March, March 15th. I will be in beautiful Sarasota, Florida. I have a host that is going to be setting me up at the Waldemere Fire Station. I guess they have a wonderful conference room in Sarasota. And you can find information about that on my website, which is childhoodshots.com. For those of you who don't have the internet, you can call the woman Patty, who is my sponsor, and her number is 504-875-1362 for more information and to register. We do require registration so we know how many people to plan for. And then I will be speaking as well on March 22nd in Howe, Indiana. And that's going to be at the Messiah Fellowship Church. And for additional information, you can call Pastor Ron at 620-562-3236. And you know what? Actually, I think it's 260. I'm sorry, I have that wrong. It's 260-562-3236. So I encourage you, if you live in Indiana or in the Florida area, to get to this event, these events. They're going to be very informative. I'm really excited. I just updated my whole vaccine presentation to include a lot of new information on the Gardasil vaccine, the influenza vaccine, and everything you can imagine. So I look forward to meeting you out there. About my guest today, addiction is a huge problem in society. And unfortunately, it doesn't only affect adults, but it affects lots of teenagers now. Now more than ever, we have young teenagers who are suffering with addiction. And as you know, addiction destroys lives. It ruins relationships and marriages. It sets children up for destructive relationships when they grow up in a home with an alcoholic or an addict of some sort. And, you know, we do have solutions. There are solutions out there for this problem. And so I encourage you, get your pen and paper ready. We're going to be talking about the book, Ending Addiction for Good, the groundbreaking holistic evidence-based way to transform your life. And I encourage you to check out their website. Their website is endingaddictionforgood.com. And we'll be back. We're going to be talking with one of the authors, Dr. Constance Scharf. So please stay tuned for a wonderful program.
If you're you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Welcome to Healing Our World. This is Mary Toko, and I'm really excited about this program. I know that addiction is a huge problem. You know, when we start out in life, nobody ever intends on being addicted to anything. In fact, we all kind of feel like that can't be possible. I have 5 children, and I'm always talking to them. They're older, younger adults now, and I always tell them, you know, guys, you got to be careful. You never know who could eventually become addicted to alcohol or drugs or whatever. And so I have always talked to my children very openly about the possibility of becoming addicted as they grow and they try different things out. And I do come from a large family, and I know that we do have some alcoholics in my family as well. So I've done a little bit of research on my own. But today we're going to look at a holistic, evidence-based way to transform lives. I'm really excited about this program. About the authors of this book, Richard Tate recovered from crack addiction. He is the CEO founder of the Cliffside Malibu Treatment Center in Malibu, California. He developed a uniquely successful treatment protocol, which includes specific evidence-based interventions based on the Stages of Change behavioral model. Richard co-authored the book, Ending Addiction for Good, just prior to his 10-year sobriety anniversary. What a wonderful accomplishment. He lives the life now that he always dreamed of with his wife and his daughter in Malibu. And Constance Scharf, who is my guest today, is the other author. She is a PhD in transformative studies, specializing in addiction recovery. She is the addiction researcher and transformative studies scholar at Cliffside Malibu Treatment Center. and also a researcher with the Institute for Creative Transformation. She is an expert on using ecstatic spiritual experiences to maintain long-term sobriety. And I'll tell you what, that is a first for me. I've never heard of the term, so I'm really excited to find out what that means. She writes for a variety of journals and speaks to healing professionals on helping addicts in recovery maintain their sobriety. She has also traveled extensively to Asia, Africa, North America, learning how to help individuals evoke life, transforming spiritual experiences, and use those experiences to heal addiction and trauma. Constance, welcome to Healing Our World.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited about this program. I've been, of course, looking through the book, and I know it's unique in many ways. And I think a great place to start out is, how did you become involved in the book project?
I've known Richard for many years, and I knew that he had a treatment center, and he knew that I was, at that time, getting my PhD. And we were having dinner together in Los Angeles, and during dinner, he said to me, what is it that you do with addiction? I know you do something with addiction. And I told him about my doctoral work and that I was looking at evidence-based recovery methods and holistic health and ecstatic spiritual experience and the combination thereof. And he went home and just looked at his wife, who's been a friend of mine for almost 20 years, in awe and said, "She's the one. I have to have her work on this book with me." And I wasn't interested in the project until after I had finished my PhD. And then we talked about it a little bit more, and I became his writing partner.
Amazing. So you mentioned that term again, that term that I've never heard of before. The ecstatic spiritual experiences. Can you identify what you mean when you refer to that, please?
Sure. So there are different ways to have a spiritual experience, or what some people would call a religious or spiritual altered state of consciousness. And a lot of that comes through meditation. And we talk about that in 12 steps, in treatment programs, in other forms of recovery, the meditative process and creating a new consciousness out of that. What we don't talk a lot about is the other side of that coin, and that which is the ecstatic experience, which is that God shot, that moment of clarity, that wow that people get in a tent revival, or after in a drum circle, or after ecstatic prayer. And so that kind of experience, that moment where you're like, wow, my life has changed, and I understand something about the divine that I didn't know before, that is what the ecstatic experience is about.
More of a personal relationship with the Creator versus one from a distant, or so more personally involved?
That's one way of looking at it, but it also is, it's messier. It's the person who falls on the floor and begins speaking in tongues. It's the person who jumps out of their seat and starts dancing. So when you say ecstatic, it's related to the word ecstasy, which is that wow moment, that I get it, I've just experienced something new. It's really, in a certain way, like touching God for a second, and you're like, whoa, what was that? It's electric. It's vibrant, as opposed to you're sitting in your chair and things evolve for you.
Now, you mentioned here, too, that addiction is not a disease, and that's kind of a new concept for me. I've always heard that for some people, it becomes a disease because their brain is not able to break down the alcohol properly, or they end up with byproducts in their brain, like Indian, for example, Indian people, Native American Indians, they can't break down the alcohol properly, and therefore they end up with a disease process in the brain, which ends up pretty much being like a chemical takeover of the brain, causing them to crave it, and of course, that's the addiction process. You don't believe that there's anything to the disease process in the brain with alcohol?
No. What we're talking about is, I'm certainly not going to say that there's no biological component. There absolutely is. And to say so, to say otherwise would be ludicrous. But what we're talking about is, what is the causative agent? How does addiction get started? And there is no disease component. There's no bacteria that gives it to you. There's no flu-like disease agent. It's a, alcoholism and drug addiction are defined by a series of symptoms. It's a disorder in that way. And you know, some people will say that there's a genetic predisposition, and that's not been fully concluded at this point, but there are biochemical processes that happen. What we have found is that, and a lot of the addiction community agrees with this, we're not loners in this point of view, that to look at it, at addiction as a disease, is not very useful. And what that means is that when you tell someone that they have a disease, that they're never going to recover from, that they have to manage for the rest of their lives, that their prognosis for recovery is not good, to expect relapse, and by the way, most people eventually die from this, they turn around and walk right out the door of the treatment center without ever giving it a shot. And so when we use a behavioral model, it helps us to encourage the addict to stay in treatment.
Okay. I'm just thinking, again, I've always heard, of course, that disease process, which, number one, doesn't give people too much hope in that there's something they can do about it.
It's very demoralizing. And what it does is it keeps addiction in the hands of the biomedical community. So your options, if you have a disease, are to go to the doctor and go to the pharmaceutical company. That's how we generally, not totally, but generally treat disease. And doctors are overwhelmingly coming out in favor of our book and recommending our book, because they're telling us, we can't actually treat this. You're asking us to deal with something that doesn't really have a biological root. It certainly has biological components. Like you were saying, the brain chemistry gets changed and the neurology of the brain gets changed. And so people don't have control over addiction as it develops. That's part of what addiction is. But it isn't caused by a biomedical problem. It's caused by pain that people can't deal with. And so if we address the pain, then we can address the other biopsychosocial problems, the problems of biology, of mental health, and then also of spiritual well-being.
Wow, that's awesome. And I think that is good news for people who are out there who have been told it's a disease, there's nothing you can do about it. Although we do know that once a person gets into recovery, if they go back and begin to use whatever the drug of choice was, will it cause them, you know, you hear this about alcoholics, that if they're sober for 15 years and then they start drinking again, they end up going right back into the behavior that they've been avoiding or that they've been able to stop. And I find that that's very interesting. And I know we're going to be going to a break in just a couple minutes. Maybe that's something we can talk about extensively, but for 1 minute, how would you address that theory or that concept that once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic?
It has to do with the way the brain gets rewired by the addictive behavior. If you lift a weight every day, your arm gets stronger. The same kind of thing happens in your brain. So if you have a pattern that you do over and over, and then you stop that pattern gets very strong. If you stop that pattern for a long time, the place that you made into a track in your brain is still there. The path is still there. So if you begin the behavior again, the path, that neural pathway picks up in the same way as if you stop lifting weights and you lift again, your arm gets strong very quickly.
Okay, folks, stay tuned for a station break and we'll be back in just a moment.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928. 8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Mary Togo, and you are listening to Healing Our World, and my guest today is Dr. Constance Scharf, and we are talking about overcoming addiction. Actually, the book is called Ending Addiction for Good, the groundbreaking holistic evidence-based way to transform your life. The book, by the way, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and also if you go to endingaddictionforgood.com, you can read about the book, about the authors, their incredible story, and also that'll also get you to purchasing the book. Anyway, Constance, before the break, we were talking about the whole idea of addiction being a disease and how it's not a disease, although it sets one up to feel like perhaps they're in a disease process because, you know, diseases have a way of taking over the body. And much of the time addiction feels like that as well. You know, I'd like to take just a moment and read out of the book about addiction. I thought this was very interesting. Kind of sets the stage for how we get set up for addiction without even knowing it. It's like a subtle, slippery slope that leads one to addiction. On page 28, it says, addicts have a very specific set of traits. All addicts engage in behaviors that ease anxiety and reduce pain. The problem is that these behaviors become excessive and the consequences life-shattering. The teen who feels largely ignored by his parents finds that using cocaine makes him feel good about himself. The parent who is stressed out from having 2 children under the age of 3 finds that taking a few extra prescription anti-anxiety pills makes her day easier. The college student who is terrified to tell his parents that he is gay finds that club drugs lessen his fears and improve his sex life. And the office manager who throws out his back finds that the pain medication he has prescribed also reduces his stress level. And boy, doesn't that tell us a lot about how slippery the slope can be that leads one to addiction. And I think that a lot of people have shame about addiction, but the reality is it's very hard to know if you're falling down that slope. And I'm certain that nobody sets out in life to be addicted to anything. It just happens. What do you think, Constance?
Yeah, I think that's very true. And one of the things that has changed about addiction over the past 10 or 15 years is that increasingly the drugs that are available are stronger and stronger. Now, we've heard that for years about drugs like marijuana, that marijuana in the 60s was not nearly what you're smoking now, in the 21st century. But we're also finding that with prescription medications. And prescription medications are really what are taking people out now in absolutely extraordinary numbers. Deaths from prescription medication accidental overdoses are now outstripping deaths from cocaine and heroin combined. And it's really a national epidemic of death that we're talking about. And it really does come down to people not understanding how strong the medications that they are taking are, and that they really cannot be mixed with impunity. And so we do find people who, 20 or 30 years ago would not have become an addict, who now are in need of treatment. And because they aren't that classic image of what an addict, is, they have, all their teeth and they may still have a family or a job, we're finding that they really do have a lot of shame and don't know to seek treatment or don't want to seek treatment because they're too embarrassed.
Especially a very high-functioning alcoholic or addict who is able to maintain a good job. And, for them to go sit at a 12-step table could be feel like degrading to them. And, let's talk about this 12-step program idea. What are your thoughts on the 12 steps?
Well, I think the 12 steps are great. They have more than 70 years of backing in terms of how long they've been used. They've been used to some limited success for at least the first 50 years of their existence. There wasn't anything else, and they are probably the greatest advancement in addiction treatment in the 20th century. And so I would never say anything negative about the 12 steps. That said, they really aren't treatment. What we've learned in addiction research in the last 20 years is that there are many components that are required to really give an addict a good shot at recovery. That means recovery for the body from the damage that's done by drugs and alcohol. It means recovery for the mind, really getting to the root causes of what causes addiction in an individual. And then the spiritual aspects. And really the 12 steps mostly only work on the spiritual aspect. And if it isn't a right fit for you, then it doesn't work. And so what we found and what the research bears out is that what we need a highly individualized protocol that assists the person holistically as a whole person using treatments that are proven to work. And that's why a holistic evidence-based treatment is superior to the 12 steps alone.
Good. And when we come back, we're going to really delve into what the differences are. So stay tuned. This is an awesome program that can benefit so many people. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Toko with Healing Our World, and we are talking about ending addiction for good. And my guest is Constance Scharf, and she is a PhD, a woman who herself is in recovery. I was just looking at a little bit about you, Constance. You talk about growing up with excessive drinking and that you yourself are in recovery. How has that affected your view on addiction?
Well, I'm sure it's what made me get involved in the field in the first place. I was in recovery and was doing a lot of volunteer work with veterans in Los Angeles. And what I found is that a lot of the men and women coming back from Iraq and from Afghanistan had tremendous trauma issues. And because of my childhood background, I also had issues with trauma and with PTSD, and so I related to them. And what was so tragic to me is that very few of these people were able to recover using the 12 steps alone, and they were relapsing, and many of them died. And so I became interested and went and got my PhD in transformative studies, specializing in addiction, so that I could look at what could be done to help those addicts who needed more than what the 12 steps had to offer and who were really struggling with trauma, because I wanted individuals like that to have the same shot as everyone else at recovery. So that was really where my interest came in.
And we know that is such a problem now. I've had previous guests on the program. One of them is Dr. Bart Billings, who works with post-traumatic stress disorder for veterans. He's been doing this since the Vietnam War, and we've talked extensively about how, you know, the post-traumatic stress affects them, and many of them, like you said, are put on the psychotropic drugs that are addictive and that doesn't allow them to come home and normalize, and they end up just being miserable. And of course, if they get off the medication improperly, they end up suicidal. If they change their the dosage at all, it can cause them to become violent. So these drugs are very, very dangerous and are probably, like you say, a much bigger problem than even alcohol in this country.
It really is. And one of the reasons that Rich and I wanted to write Ending Addiction for Good is that, you know, we can only serve a very small percentage of people at the treatment center. It's an 18-bed luxury boutique facility on the, you know, just off the beach in Malibu. It's not a place where everybody who needs help can go. And yet we're, you know, meeting people every single day who need help and who are being told either take these psychotropic medications or go to 12-step program or both, which are a terrible combination. And that's not enough. And so we wanted to, you know, sort of share the secrets of the rich and famous so that people know exactly what they can do to recover.
So really, many times a 12-step program is a Band-Aid. It's not really getting to the emotional, spiritual, physiological problems that are the underlying cause of a person who ends up with addiction.
Well, 12-step programs are really good for two groups of people. I mean, it really works for two groups of people. One group of people are those who have absolutely no support system or very little support system. And you can show up for free at a 12-step meeting almost anywhere in the world, any time of the day and night, call someone who will help you. So if you need a support system, 12-step is great. But a support system isn't recovery. You can have a great support system and be an addict. And then the other group of people that it really helps are people who caused their own problems. So if I embezzled a lot of money or cheated on my spouse or abused my children and I feel guilty about it and that's the root cause of my addiction, 12 steps will help you address that. But if you were, you know, abused as a child, or if you were part of war trauma, or you have witnessed, you know, atrocities, there's nothing in the 12-step that helps heal that. And that's really where these individuals are falling through the cracks. And that's one thing that holistic treatment addresses. One of the things that we look at is what is the root cause of your addiction? Why did you begin to use in the first place? As you read the excerpt from earlier, there are a whole bunch of reasons why people use. And if we can get at that and heal that pain, the need to use begins to slip away.
Absolutely. I guess it would be giving new meaning to that cause so that, you know, you no longer are denying it, but that you face it, you work through it, and you give it new meaning so it no longer has the power to control you in such a way.
That's exactly one of the things it's done, yes.
That's awesome. I was just going to ask you to describe the ideal treatment program. Can you kind of put it in a nutshell, number one? And number two, do people come and stay for a certain period of time? Is it all individualized? Can people come and visit you on a daily basis and stay somewhere else? How does your treatment facility set up?
So Cliffside Malibu is a residential center at this point, so you would stay on site. But there certainly are some off-site things that can be done that you could be supported with. Really what the most important factor for any treatment program is that it is highly individualized and that it is evidence-based. Those are the two things that will help whether you could come to Cliffside Malibu or not. Those are the things that will really help a person to recover. What is unique about Cliffside Malibu, in addition to those things, is that we base treatment on the stages of change. And the stages of change was developed by Dr. James Prochaska and his colleagues out at the University of Rhode Island. And Dr. Prochaska is one of the leading thinkers in psychology. And what he helped us to understand is how change occurs. And so that we understand where people get stuck in the change process. And so that's how we can get people who haven't completely degraded their lives and hit bottom to start a change process early. And it's also how, when someone is demoralized by their addiction or doesn't realize they have a problem or becomes overzealous at some point, we can help them to overcome the obstacles to maintaining the change. Those are really the components that you want to look for in a treatment program.
Sounds awesome. You know, I'd like to open the phone lines. If anyone is out there who would like to join our conversation, or maybe you have a question or a comment for Constance, the number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We welcome your comments. We welcome your questions. We want to encourage people to do whatever they can to help those around you that might be suffering with addiction. In fact, let's talk about how can you love an addict into treatment? Because you mentioned that getting people to go into treatment is difficult. And, you know, how do you love them into getting into treatment?
One of the things that we see in a lot of interventions is this concept of tough love. And you're going to do what I tell you to do, and you're going to do it when I tell you to do it. And addicts are rebels. And for the most part, they say no to that. If you say, you know, I'm going to cut you off if you don't go to treatment today, well, a lot of times the addict's going to say, fine, do it. Because they know that your stamina to watch them die is not greater than their stamina to keep using. So they know you're going to break. They know you're going to give in. So we use a different model with interventions. And we just keep reinforcing with the addict, you are loved and you are worth it. Because addicts really do not feel good about themselves. How can they? You know, they really do think that there is nothing lower than they are, that, you know, banana slugs, you know, are higher on the evolutionary scale. And so they need that reinforcement. If we can get even a glimmer of an idea to take hold that I deserve treatment, they'll walk right into the treatment center and they'll stay. People who are encouraged to go to treatment, not forced, but encouraged to go to treatment by loved ones, will stay when they have that, you know, oh my goodness, I don't know why I'm here, I need to get out of here and use feeling that will pass. But they're much more likely to stay in when they've been loved into treatment.
Boy, that's wonderful. It's a nice concept. It's a little bit different than that tough love.
It's much more compassionate, and it understands why the addict is doing what they're doing. You know, a lot of people say, if you loved me, you wouldn't do this. But when addiction has taken hold, that track that's been worn in the addict's brain is so well worn and so strong that the addict just can't break free. They're not choosing not to come to their daughter's wedding or to show up so drunk that they're embarrassing. That's really the best that they can do. And if the family of an addict can say, I love you so much that despite all this terrible stuff you've done, despite the embarrassment that you've been, I still want you to get better. That's a much stronger message to the addict than you better do it or I'm cutting you off.
What do you guys think about the family members who, you know, I'm sure you know all about the codependency issue. And
sure.
I think one of the first books that I read back in, my goodness, it had to be the 80s, was Codependent No More. And
sure, yes.
Women Who Love Too Much and Dying for a Drink. And, you know, all of those books back then that helped identify the dynamics that go on in the dysfunctional family, in the whole enabling process. You know, I've always felt and heard that a person who's an addict needs that support system to clean up all their messes. So how do you guys address that? Do you have anything for the family members who've been involved in this merry-go-round and want to get off?
Absolutely, and that's done on a case-by-case basis. For those people who have families, you know, who want to be involved, there's a lot of referral work that's given for them. You know, usually in a family system, they say, oh, the addict is the one, we offer the addict up for treatment, and they'll come back fixed. But that's not how it works. The entire system is dysfunctional, as you pointed out. And so those individuals need their own treatment so that they can figure out why they would put up with that kind of behavior. I mean, I'm an addict, and so it's always mind-boggling to me, why would you put up with that? Like, you know, because that's not the side of the street that I come from. So the family has its own pain that has to be worked out.
Very interesting. Yeah, I know. Once you've gone through what I call recovery of any kind, and you have a tendency to run away from anything that looks scary like that, and that's me. I lived with an addict for many years, and I myself started going through the recovery process back in the 80s and 90s, and now it is so far from my reality that as soon as I see any sign of it, I run for the hills because I just don't want to deal with it. And
well, it's true, and we see that with addicts in treatment. So if an addict goes into treatment and the family doesn't want to participate and doesn't want to have their own forms of recovery from their personal or interpersonal issues, we find one of two things happens. Either the addict relapses and goes back into the family system, because the addict's just the squeaky wheel that's saying there's something wrong, there's something wrong, there's something wrong, or the addict says, you know what, I'm in recovery, you guys are not, and I can't be part of this anymore. So we see one of those two things happening, either going back into the old system or completely breaking away and saying, I can't do this anymore.
Exactly. Wow. Well, at least you're giving hope to a lot of people out there who might not feel like they have any hope. But it sounds to me like it's not that simple. I mean, you definitely need a treatment program where you look at the root causes, the emotional causes, the traumas that set a person up to slip down that slope and become addicted. What would you say to someone out there who's struggling right now, who might not be able to attend or come to your treatment facility out in Malibu? What would you recommend they do?
Sure, and that really is the message of the book, is that there is hope. And that's what I want anyone who is struggling with addiction or has a loved one who's struggling with addiction to know, is that you can do this. Is it easier in a treatment center? Of course it is. But if you can't get to a treatment center, or if you need to have individualized treatment elsewhere, it's laid out for you in the book. You want something that's highly individualized. You need in the best intensive psychotherapy that you can get to uncover the root causes of your addiction. You need a fantastic support system. You can find that in 12 steps. You can find that in religious groups. You may be able to find that in family. There are a whole bunch of ways to find that support system. And then you need other holistic supports that will vary from person to person. For me, I needed really heavy physical training. I did weights because I just needed that sort of physical support. I did yoga. I had acupuncture. I had psychotherapy, and I had a 12-step program. And for me, that was the combination that worked. And when I was missing different components of that, it didn't work for me. And so I was able to be in recovery, but I wasn't able to be happy and to be my best self. And different people will need different things, and you'll know what they are. And part of it is, you know, as simple as developing hobbies that you really enjoy. Like, I enjoy writing, and so I don't just write addiction work, but I also write poetry that's published across the nation. And so, you know, I do things that are that feed me and make me feel good about myself, so that I can live the best life possible. And you can do that too, even if you can't get to a treatment center.
I think it's all about taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves enough to put that time aside to find out what it's going to take to help yourself feel good about yourself and restore that self-esteem and that self-worth. And I do believe that that is a big spiritual component there as well. I'm a Christian, and I believe that our image of who we are, when it comes from God, it supersedes no matter what anyone says or what anyone thinks about us. It supersedes all of that. And we realize that, you know, we are a human being that has something to offer, that we're valuable. And even though we struggle, we still are valuable. Well, stay tuned. We're going to be concluding this program. We'll be back after this short station break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Healing Our World, and Constance, we do have somebody who called in. We have time for just probably one phone call. Why don't we welcome Steve from, I guess, Alberta, Canada, on line one.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi, yes, how Steve. Are you?
Great, thank you.
I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. I just wanted to call in and share my personal experience. Last April, I quit drinking, and it was my motivation was because I viewed the alcohol as like a poison, and I saw myself more as a victim of the purveyor rather than myself as having an addiction.
Okay.
So, but I also included sugar and fructose and junk food in my program. I kind of developed my own personal program, which it sounds like I might have read your mind, because everything that you're talking about is what I did. So, and it works, you know.
Right. Well, thank you, Stephen. I'm so glad that you were able to put the alcohol down. And, you know, alcohol has a lot of sugar in it, so it doesn't surprise me. A lot of alcoholics actually will put down sugar at the same time because it's
I wanted to ask you a question about how, like, okay, how sugar and alcohol and fructose are all related in how they affect your brain, and with the chemical reaction that happens in your liver, it shuts off your satiatory gland, so it plays a little trick on your mind, which makes you eat or drink more of this poison?
Well, that's a little bit simple way of looking at it, I think, because alcohol certainly has other things going on in your brain that sugar doesn't. Sugar,
right,
you know, isn't going to do the same things for you. But
specifically, I was talking about how it affects your satiatory gland, your nervous system, and what it tells you when you're full, when you're satisfied. And
yes,
I saw a documentary on the internet about, it's called The Sugar, The Bitter Truth, and it was a lecture about how fructose, sugar, and ethanol has a similar effect in your liver and your brain. So it was that video that actually kind of made me view the whole thing in a different light, and it put me, I saw myself as a victim, and I didn't want to be somebody's dummy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd like to make a comment if I can. Steve,
sure.
I believe that there is a yeast connection as well. Yeast is a powerful part of it, because sugar and, of course, alcohol produce yeast in the body. And we know that when you have yeast in the gut, it sets off things that end up getting in the brain and do cause compulsivity. We see this with children with autism. Autistic children have a severe gut yeast problem. And when you remove the yeast producing things such as sugar in their body and put them on an anti-yeast and antifungal diet, the behavior changes. So there is definitely a sugar-yeast connection. And, of course, alcohol has a lot of sugar.
There's another factor in my case. I also do not eat bread or consume dairy products in my diet. Would that have any?
Absolutely. Those things produce yeast. Absolutely. You're basically doing an antifungal regime,
awesome.
And that's awesome.
Well, that was a great program.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And next week, folks, we're going to be talking about, is your hospital killing you? A true story of how a woman lost her husband in his life because of the drugs. But stay tuned. And Constance, thank you so much for joining me. I'm thoroughly enjoying your book, and we'll get you back on again in the future.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care.